Lisa, and you are listening to From Boise. Today's story is a good one. Have you ever heard of Indulge Boise? Well, if you haven't, you're going to learn about it today. And if you have, you're going to learn even more about it today. This story was written by Julie Sarasqueta, and there's some really great photos that go along with it in the newsletter. You can either find that, you can click a link to it in the show notes, or you can find it in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right, here we go. This is all about Indulge Boise, and it was written by Julie Sarasqueta, and it's read by me, Marissa. When Angela Taylor left Idaho in the late 1980s, Idaho wasn't exactly a food destination, unless you count potatoes. As many of us know, when we travel and mention you're from Idaho, that glazed look comes over everybody's eyes, Angela said. After moving back to the state, she knew she wanted to do something that would change people's perceptions while introducing them to the state that she loves. What's a tangible experience I can do that helps to really tell the stories of different neighborhoods, that helps people connect with themselves and others and with the community in a unique way, she recalls thinking. I kept coming back to the things that connect me, that are memorable for me, and it's music, it's food, it's art, it's travel, end quote. Her brainchild was Indulge Boise, a tour company that's been introducing out-of-towners and locals to the city's delicacies since 2016. Book an Indulge Boise walking or biking tour and you'll sample food from Boise chefs, but also heavy doses of history, architecture, and culture. It's an idea that draws from her time in bigger cities such as New York and Washington, D.C. Growing up here didn't feel like we have that same history, she says. But there actually is, and the architecture is here. So there's a great way to be able to share the story with people, whether they've lived here their entire lives, just moved here, or are just visiting. They can really understand what this whole community has to offer through food, end quote. Taylor was born and raised in Mountain Home, but left Idaho for Stanford University, where she played on the hugely successful university women's basketball team that won the 90 and 92 NCAA tournaments. Armed with a degree in economics, she embarked on a post-college career that centered on basketball. She was a longtime executive with the WNBA, a vice president and general manager for two WNBA teams, and a vice president of business development for a third. She also founded Networks, a sports consulting firm, and co-founded the Dignitas Agency. Once she returned home and the idea for Indulge Boise gelled, Taylor began using her networking skills to find partners. One of the things I love about Boise is there's a half degree of separation from everybody, she says. I just started reaching out to people via email and having coffee with them, end quote. One of those people was Nancy Richardson. Richardson heard about Indulge Boise when Taylor visited the Idaho Department of Tourism, where Richardson works, to pitch her vision. Richardson had previous experience running Boise Tour Train, so Taylor asked her to join the new company as a guide. Now she leads 2 to 3 tours per month. I think she has a great product, she says. She's nimble, she's quick, she pivots when she needs to. She really cares to give the highest quality product, and that's another reason that it's easy for me to say yes to her when she says, do you want to work on Sunday morning? End quote. Indulge Boise has gained traction at the same time as Boise's food scene. Newcomers may find it difficult to believe, but Boise wasn't exactly the under-the-radar foodie gem that it seems like it is today. There have always been exceptions, but for the most part, Boise was a meat and potatoes sort of town. Now, the food and beverage scene is becoming much more diverse. That has a lot to do with the cooperation among chefs, purveyors, winemakers, and brewers, Richardson said. That's what makes our Boise food scene, and throughout the state, really special for folks, Richardson said. They love that camaraderie. They know that if they elevate each other, all boats rise. And so they work together on sharing best tips, best practices, and new techniques, end quote. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by LED. LED has an upcoming performance of Kid Lightning happening on April 26th and 27th, and you should get your tickets right now. Kid Lightning tells the story of a group of talented contestants on a popular game show. It's set within a 1970s stylized world, and these individuals push their limits to claim fame and enter the intoxicating arena of celebrity, only to discover that it was more than they bargained for. This performance is unlike anything you've ever seen before. I promise. I saw it when it first came out and it absolutely blew me away. The athleticism is incredible. The movements are stunning. The fictitious language is wildly entertaining. It is simply brilliant. And trust me, you do not want to miss it. You should get your tickets right now. You can do so at ledboise.com/kid-lightning. There's a link to those in the show notes. The past few decades have been transformative. The Capital City Public Market kicked off in the early 90s and brought fresh produce and local vendors to downtown Boise. Winemakers began experimenting with the area's rich volcanic soil, eventually leading to the creation of the Snake River Valley American Viticulture Area. Brewers found relatively inexpensive space and lots of it in Garden City. Producers began baking artisan breads, making cheese, and whipping up condiments. Small farms offered grass-fed beef and lamb and free-range eggs. And then there were chefs. 25 years ago, fine dining in Boise was limited at best. But just this last year, Chris Camori of Kin nabbed the Oscars of the Food World, a James Beard Award. That sort of recognition would have been unthinkable in the early 2000s. The attention isn't reserved to tablecloth establishments either. Head to Bar Guernica or Westside Drive-In or Big Judd's, and you'll encounter out-of-town visitors who learned about these restaurants on the Food Network. Combine all of that attention with an influx of first-time visitors and out-of-state newcomers, and you can see why the timing has been right for a project like Indulge Boise. One of the things we emphasize is locally owned restaurants, Taylor says. We want to make sure that these are not necessarily the big corporate chain restaurants, but folks that have grown up in this community and chefs that are coming back to this community who are sourcing locally, end quote. The tour experience. Every Indulge Boise tour combines the memorable elements Taylor mentioned: history, food, architecture, and culture. The company's tour offerings change year to year, but last year's included a Capital City culinary and cultural tour, a Bodo on the Greenbelt savor and sip tour, a downtown Boise brunch and arts tour, and a Tater Tour de Boise potatoes and bicycle food tour. The last tour was designed to highlight the one thing everyone seems to know about Idaho, but in a new, elevated way. We're no longer running away from being known as a potato state, Taylor said. The list of restaurant participants is long. Coadejima, Ansatz, The Lively, Chocolate Bar, The Wilder, The Still, Smoke and Time, Guru Donuts, Stardust, Bardnay, Bacon, Lemon Tree, and many more. Taylor says the feedback from participating restaurants has been positive, and that's the point. We want to be an economic driver for different neighborhoods, she says. We want to be one of the restaurant's largest customers and make sure that our guests not just experience them on our tour. If guests feel like VIPs after they're on tour, they're going to go back to that restaurant or that bar or that winery. If they had a great experience, they're going to bring friends, and that's going to be a multiplier effect, end quote. This year's tours haven't been announced quite yet, but Taylor says new offerings usually kick off in May or early June. In the meantime, Taylor and her team are doing their homework. Usually during this time, Q1 and early Q2, we come up with and create new tour experiences, she says. And because there's so many new restaurants, we're constantly looking at new restaurants that are coming online to see if we can create a new experience in a new neighborhood or add a new flavor or taste to our current tours, end quote. The tours are not just for out-of-town visitors. Taylor says excursions often include people looking for a fun staycation activity, locals entertaining visiting family, retired folks looking for a weekday activity, and business people on outings with clients or coworkers. Helping locals engage in a deeper way with their city is especially rewarding, she says. At the end of one tour, a guest told her that he had lived in Boise for more than 30 years and didn't realize the depth of the city's history. We get that a lot, she says. Maybe they haven't been to a specific restaurant or haven't tried a signature dish at a restaurant. Or maybe they didn't know about this architectural iconic site or the public art that's on display or the Basque culture and how rich it is, end quote. Guests aren't required to stick to a listed tour either. Indulge Boise has private tour options and will create a customized experience for groups of 6 to over 100 people. She's hoping to offer more tours in other Idaho cities too, like Ketchum, Sun Valley, and McCall. She's also looking for people who are passionate about Boise to lead tours. The best part about our tours is our tour partners and our tour guides, she says. We're so blessed to have so many interesting personalities and tour guides. And so we constantly, year-round, are looking for individuals who love food, who love Boise, love history, and love telling stories. End quote. If you're interested in becoming a guide or booking a tour, you can visit indulgeboise.com and you can find that link in the show notes. Look for the new slate of 2024 tours on their website in early May or early June. Tours are between 2.5 to 3.5 hours and cost usually about $100 per person. Again, you can find the story and photos that go along with it in the newsletter or at fromboise.com, and you can find links to Indulge Boise in the show notes. All right, thanks for listening.